The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the very important or useful areas of mindfulness is called mindfulness of mind. It's one of the four foundations of mindfulness. There's a third foundation. And it's not so much looking at the details of what goes on in the mind, like the trees, as I said earlier, but rather looking at the forest, instead looking at the quality of the mind. And our mind always has some kind of quality. It's, you know, it can be spacious, it can be constricted, it can be anxious, it can be relaxed. It's kind of like the general mood of our mental state. And as I said earlier, it's like one of the back, it can be in the background, it can be quite subtle, but it's there kind of informing the way we see things, the way we understand things, can have a tremendous influence on us. And so one of the things to pay attention to sometimes is the quality of the mind. And the quality of the mind is probably the most valuable resource that you have. Buddhism puts a lot of emphasis sometimes on having inner wealth, not focusing on outer wealth, which can come and go, but to really be a custodian, caretaker of your inner wealth. And the inner wealth has to do with the quality of your mind, quality of your heart, if you prefer that language. And it's so easy to sacrifice that quality, because all kinds of things seem much more important. Like, it's much more important to worry, isn't it? And so people then sacrifice the peace, the beauty, or the relaxed, or the love, or the compassion that can be in the quality of the mind, because they need to worry. It's really important to worry, or it's really important to crave and desire and to want. It's really important to hate, to be angry and be filled with regret. And we might feel like we don't have much choice around fear or anger or desire or these things, but often we don't feel like we have much choice because we don't see the place of choice. But part of the function of mindfulness is to sit quietly enough to see, where do I have choice? What am I picking up? What am I focusing on? What am I emphasizing here? And one of the things to pay some attention to is what I'm calling the quality of the mind. The quality. It's closely connected to the attitude that we have, that we bring with us. And to be the caretaker of that quality. No one else is going to do it for you. Though sometimes people try to form relationships so that those relationships can somehow feed back and put us in a good mood or something. But really, in practice, we're trying to become the custodian, the person responsible for the quality of our mind. So one of the very interesting exercises to do, people who meditate, is to meditate in such a way that you're a little bit calmer after your end of your meditation than you were at the beginning, than you normally are. It doesn't have to be dramatic, but just that you're a little more calm, more settled. So the quality of your mind is a little calmer, more at ease, less agitated. And then as you leave meditation, that's when your meditation really begins. And so as you leave your meditation session, then pay careful attention to what causes you to lose that calm or that peace or that sense of well-being that you kind of touched into when you're meditating. And what's really interesting is to take your time in leaving meditation and notice the first time that your mind gets agitated or gets caught by something. And then rather than going along with it and continuing with your life being caught, stop in your tracks, sit down, and just kind of just check in and notice, what just happened now? What was that about? And why was I willing to sacrifice my peace for this thing, whatever it might be, to be in a hurry, to get a lot done, to worry about something, or whatever it might be? And really take that transition time out of meditation in a slow, careful way so you can stop and look and see what happened. And then see that the initial kind of losing your peace or your inner sense of well-being, whatever it might be, see if you can regain it. See if you can let go of something or settle back into it and get back in touch with it. So those two exercises are really important, to look and see what it is that you're sacrificing, what it is that you believe is more important, that you're willing to give up your well-being for this other important thing. To really understand that really well. And the other is, the important thing is to learn to let go and fall back into the well-being. And maybe it's not always easy to fall back, but it depends how quickly, how much you've gotten pulled in. And to do that in the transition out of meditation, because once you've started your full-fledged life, running around doing what you do, it might be hard to do this exercise then, because then you get kind of caught up in many things. But in that transition point out of meditation, it's a really valuable time. You learn a lot about yourself in that. And then if you do that on a regular basis, then you might be able to stretch how long you stay, you know, peaceful or easeful or contented or, you know, whatever your word is, your concept, your feeling is. You can extend it longer and longer into the day. And you won't have to lose it, you know, 1 minute after getting up. But maybe you'll lose it 5 minutes. That's 500% better. And then, you know, you keep working on it, and then it's 10 minutes. And then after a while, you know, it gets to be an hour or whatever. Now, some people feel that the emphasis on caring for the quality of your mind, the quality of your heart, maybe is selfish. Maybe it's self, kind of form of self-preoccupation. Hopefully, if your mindfulness is strong enough, you'll see that if it's selfish, if it's self-absorbed, you'll feel the suffering of that. You'll feel actually it's not a very good quality of mind to be self-concerned that way. The best quality of mind comes when we're not so preoccupied with self. We're not self-identity trying to do it for our sake. And maybe it helps to understand that the good quality of mind is something that you don't do just for yourself, for your pleasure, but you do it so that you can be helpful to the world around you. That if you can be more peaceful, more subtle, less gripped by greed, hate, and delusion, that the encounters you have will be so much richer and more beneficial for the people you meet. So the motivation behind caring for the quality of your heart can be motivated by having something good, beautiful to do for other people, not just for your own sake. One of the, I think, really fascinating things about turning the attention to the quality of the mind is how attention, awareness of something, tends to make more space around it. And when the quality of the mind is contracted, constricted, tight, to be really aware of it, it's like suddenly there's space in the mind. There's more room in the mind. And even though you might still be constricted, but the constriction doesn't define the mind anymore. Awareness becomes bigger than the constriction. And this idea of making a lot of space and room is one of the exercises in paying attention to the quality of the mind is to notice when the mind becomes expansive. And expansive doesn't mean that the details, the trees, have to go away. It just means that the forest has become really big, perhaps, or the space around it. So this idea of using awareness not to get rid of something, but to expand the mind and make the mind big enough so the mind is no longer troubled by a particular tree, is a wonderful way of caretaking for the quality of the mind, how we are. So that's what I have to say for today.